All right. This is the fakeologist speaking. I'm on the beach with my lovely daughter. I'll just call her Junior. And we are enjoying the water and the beach. There's nobody here because there's no sun tonight, but it is warm. For you Americans, it's about 85 degrees. For you Canadians, about 27, 28. Now, as you know, my blog has been talking a lot. Well, first of all, let me say hi to Junior. Hello, Junior.
Hi, fakeologist.
We are doing an interview using a smartphone, and we're using the interview option on the Samsung voice recorder. So hopefully it's picking up well. Apparently there's two mics on this guy. I'll point it down. All right, I wanted to interview you tonight mainly because I feel worse for you than anyone else in this world right now because of this COVID bullshit, is what I call it. You have lost your graduation year. You have been in quote-unquote lockdown. Now, do you know what they call prisoners in jail? What do they call their cell situation? It's called lock.
I don't know.
When you go to jail, they say you go into lock up.
Oh.
So they're in lock up, but we are in lockdown. So give me a little bit of your experience in lockdown, which started on 3/11.
Actually, it started on March 13th, Friday the 13th. So kind of a cursed day.
Yes. 13 is an unlucky number.
It's been really boring. I've been really bored this whole time.
Right. And what do you think of this whole COVID crisis? What's your first thing that comes to mind?
Masks.
You think of masks. Are you wearing a mask now?
No.
Why are you not wearing a mask now?
Because I'm with you.
If you were with me, if you were not with me and with someone else, would you be masking up?
No.
Okay, so I'm not the reason then you're not masking.
Well, I only wear one if it's required.
All right. Well, what do you think in general? What's it like being a junior fakeologist? That's what everyone wants to know because...
Are you serious?
Yeah, I want to know what it's like.
Everyone asking.
Well, everyone knows what a young adult is like.
I'm a teenager.
That's not true. Not everyone knows what a young adult is like. Most of my audience is middle-aged or older. So what has your experience been with others in this COVID crisis? Let's just talk about that first, then we'll go back to fakeologists.
You mean their opinions or just me hanging out with friends?
Yeah, how's it affected you? You're not going to school.
I'm not going to school. I just have been starting to hang out with my friends recently. Because their parents would let them go out.
And why did it just occur recently? How did that come about?
Well, mainly because of my friend's birthday party.
Right.
We were allowed to hang out there, but the distance that was in May.
What's changed in the last week in where we live, Ontario?
Well, you're allowed up to 10 people now.
Why? We moved out of phase one into what they call...
Phase two.
We're in phase two. So that's what opened things up.
But my friend's parents have definitely loosened up a lot more since then.
And that's only because the government said we're in phase two. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they listen to the government. Now, you know what I think of that because you've also designed all the banners on Fakeologist.
Yeah.
So who are some of the people that you think are behind this worldwide, what I call plandemic, based on the banners that you've done?
Bill Gates.
Right. Who's Bill Gates?
The Microsoft guy.
Right. And why is he involved in this? Do you know?
He's a part of the Who.
Right. What part
not
is...
the band.
Yeah, not the band. What part of the Who is he? He's the one that gives them a large amount of his money.
Okay.
Because he is a
producer.
He's probably a trillionaire.
Wow.
How many zeros does a trillion have?
A million has six.
Yeah.
A million has nine.
12, 1 plus 12 zeros. I'm just guessing, but I know he's way more than a billionaire. So I'm going to just round him up to trillion for easy talking.
He should give his money away.
Well, that's what he is doing.
To more important causes.
Well, this is what he thinks is important. Who else is involved in this, what I call? Do you know why I call it a plandemic?
Because it's a plan.
Okay, that's right. Speak into the mic, please.
Oh. Because it's a plan.
That's right. You gotta. If you see your levels dropping, that means you're speaking away from the mic. That's all right. So it's a plan. What do you? Who else is involved based on your banners?
David Fauci.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Sorry. Why did I say David?
Well, you might be thinking of one of the other trillionaires. He's long. He's gone now. David Rockefeller. Because,
definitely
well, David Williams is the chief medical officer of Ontario. And I think...
Oh, him, yeah, probably him.
Yes, yeah, you know David Williams. Why do you know him?
Because you made me look him up.
Right, and what did we put him on?
A wanted poster.
A most wanted poster, that's right. Why would we want to do that?
Because he is evil.
Because he is the one that is relaying all of the information from Bill Gates' WHO to tell our government what to do.
That rhymes.
That's right. Did you know that history doesn't repeat? It rhymes. Mark Twain said that. The Infinite Plane Society guy. He keeps saying
I know
that.
Who Mark Twain is.
Right. You know what his real name is?
Mark.
Samuel Clemens.
Oh, wait, I knew that.
That's right.
You want to know how I knew that?
Do tell, into the mic.
From Pop Tropica.
Well, I don't know. Now you have to explain what that is.
Well, you know what Pop Tropica is. It's a game that you bought us memberships for when you're younger.
Okay.
And there's different islands, and you have to do different stuff to save them. And one of them was Mystery Train, and it was about the Paris World Fair or New York's World Fair.
Okay.
Mark Twain was on the train, and he was part of the
okay.
mystery. And you learn, I'm pretty sure you learn that his real name is Stanley.
Oh, you learned that in the
yeah.
video game?
I just remember him being train sick the whole time.
Okay, right. He was hanging off the train ready to barf.
Oh, he was in his room. He made a secret cabinet in his room. This is so irrelevant. Now.
It is irrelevant. I think 20 fakeologists just pressed the end or stop playing button on their...
Well, this is what you get for talking to an 18-year-old.
No, don't tell anyone your age. I'm going to have to cut that out.
Is this going on your website?
Of course. Everyone wants to hear from a junior fakeologist.
Can we restart?
We can't. How many minutes have we gone so far?
Eight.
You can't cut it now. Everyone on my website knows I almost never edit because it's too much work.
Then just bleep out my age.
All right. Well, the bottom line is you're an adult now. I can't control you at all. So, really, you're
I'm not, like a 12-year-old, so they probably think I'm so young, but I'm actually not. I've graduated.
You graduated. And that's why I feel bad, because what's happening with your year now? Now that you're pretty much finished work, the studies...
Well, going into more school, but it's also online.
I know, but what aren't you getting that a normal high school graduate gets? Tell us.
I'm not getting prom, I'm not getting a graduation, and I'm not even getting a diploma. They're too cheap, so they want to email it to us and make us print it out on our own.
Which is terrible. And you also bought a prom dress.
I did.
So that's another bummer, and you're not going to have a boy come to the door with a corsage to pin it on your dress.
I wasn't going to anyway.
Well, you don't know that.
No, I know it.
All right. Well, we could have found someone.
Yeah.
But you were going to go with all your girlfriends.
Yeah.
But, so you, thanks to Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, and the crooked gang at the top, you're not getting what every high school person looks forward to. Because let's face it, high school isn't always the greatest time for young people, is it?
No.
So at least there's this tiny little cherry.
It's been a rough 4 years.
Right, but at the end, at least you have something fun that you could have done, but thanks to these gangsters at the top, they have basically told you that humans are toxic to each other, and if you get too close, you'll end up dying.
That's not true. And all I got was a pen and a cupcake.
All right, a pen and a cupcake. That was your graduation, and that looks like it's about it.
And it was made in China.
The pen was made in China. Well, everything is made in China. We don't make anything here except memories. So what is your take on COVID? What do you know about Corona/COVID on your own? And taking some of the information you hear from me on my radio broadcast, because you often sit near to me, what is your synthesized opinion? So you've got the official story here. You've got me blabbing into a mic over here. And you probably have an opinion somewhere in the middle.
Go ahead. You're going to interrupt me and say,
go ahead.
Okay.
Just no personal names and no incomes.
Okay. I believe in viruses. And I think you can catch a virus despite your website name. But
okay.
I don't think it's deadly at all. I just think...
What's the name of my website?
You can't catch a virus.
.com. Okay. So why do you believe in viruses?
Well, because I think they're just a certain form of bacteria. And I have had a fever before and it's not pleasant. And I think it was a virus in me because I was feeling like I was dying. So I think viruses are real.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think this is that serious. I think it's just like any other virus. You'll be fine in a couple of days. And if you're really old or have health problems, then yeah, I'm sure it will help speed your death along.
Why do you think they've made such a big deal about this virus if you say there's nothing to it?
I actually don't know. Maybe they...
So if this virus isn't really any more deadly than any other virus, what is happening now then?
I think they just wanted to change the world up a bit.
Okay, why would they want to do that?
So they can have order.
Order out of... Was there order before?
Well, yeah, but I think they want even more control.
More control. Control over what?
People.
And why would they want to do that?
So they can control us.
More control over us. Mm-hmm. How much more control do you think they want?
A lot more.
How do you think they're going to control us in the future? What's your prediction? What's going to happen?
Well,
that's not happening now.
As someone who has read many different dystopian novels.
Okay, name a few.
Well, I've read The Giver and The Hunger Games, and I've sort of read Divergent, but it wasn't that good anyway.
Okay.
But I'm hoping it will be more like a Giver type of world.
What's in that book?
Well, The Giver is like a perfect society. But the thing is, they had no memories of the past, and there was no color, and you couldn't have any emotions, so I guess it wasn't that great. But
why didn't they have any memories of the past?
Because they didn't want people to experience these things that could lead to war and all that. But so you can't really feel anything, and there's one person in their society, so they each get a role when they turn 12, I think. So you get a job, so the main character, he's given the role of the Giver, and that's only one person in the entire world.
And what does he give?
So the original Giver trains him and gives him all the memories of the past, and he has to deal with all that, and it's very painful, but only one person can. But he realizes that his world is not so perfect after all, and then he runs to the border and releases all the memories to everyone, and I don't know what happens because he never goes back. So I'm hoping our world will be more diverse in the Hunger Games, which I don't know if your audience knows of the Hunger Games.
We'll give them the 30-second synopsis.
The Hunger Games is 12 districts, and there was a war a long time ago, and the capital, the rich place, they have a Hunger Games annually where they select a man and a woman from each district, ages 12 to 18, to fight to the death in an arena, and is to remind people, the rebels, that they'll always have control and there can only be one winner.
Wow. So it's to scare the population into submission?
Yeah.
Because the central, what's the main...
The capital.
It's called the capital, okay. What's the capital of the United States called?
Washington?
Yeah, but it is also called the capital.
Well, every capital.
Yeah,
capital.
That's true. That's
but
true.
But the capital is spelled with an O instead of an A.
Okay, well, I think the Capitol building in Washington, which is a dome, is also with an O, actually.
I see.
Now, where are we sitting right now?
We're sitting at the beach.
And what do you see?
I see clouds.
And?
Water.
You see any viruses?
No. Obviously, you can't see a virus.
What? You can't see a virus?
No.
Ah. So if you can't see a virus, what does that...
You can feel it.
You can feel... I can't...
When it enters you, it makes you sick.
Okay. So you think a virus enters you?
Well, yeah. I mean, you would see, don't put your fingers in your eyes because it's bacteria, so...
Yeah, that's bacteria.
But I think virus is stronger than bacteria.
It's a strong bacteria.
So, yeah.
Did you know it's supposed to be 1/1,000th the size of a bacteria?
I didn't know that.
You did know that? Okay. Now, looking over this beautiful lake with the waves, I think maybe the waves will pick up on this audio. Do you see any viruses?
No. I just said you can't see it.
So without the media and the news telling us, does the world seem like such a bad place?
No.
How does it seem to you?
Well... I think it's 50-50. There are a lot of great things about this world, but there are also a lot of bad things.
Yeah, but right now, looking out, do you see any bad things?
Well, it looks like a storm's going to come, which is bad.
Well, that's just the circle of life.
Well,
that's just nature. That's going to refresh the ground, because right now we're parched.
Okay, then it's good.
But overall, life is pretty good.
Yes, well, no.
Why do you say no? And
I got robbed in my senior year.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true.
Sucky.
But did nature have anything to do with that?
No. Just the government.
But you said it's a virus. You said there's a virus on the loose.
I don't think the virus is necessary to lock everyone up.
Okay. So you disagree with the lockdown?
Yes.
And don't forget, when you go to jail, they put you in lock up.
Lock up, yeah.
Why do you think they differentiated between the two?
To make it look less like a prison.
Right. Do you feel like you're in prison right now?
Well, I used to, but now that I'm able to go out a lot more, not really.
Right. The difference between the prison we're in is we lock the door behind us. If we were in prison, someone else would lock the door.
Ha ha. Ew.
So, we're looking at... The waves are starting to crash, and they just got about 6 feet closer. I don't know why. Well, yeah, because the lake is warm tonight, there is at least 10 feet worth of algae close to the shore. The algae loves warm water. What's that big, ugly structure on our left?
The nuclear power plant.
And tell us your exchange with your friend today when you were sitting down here looking at the plant.
Oh, she said it was a bomb, and I said, no, there's nothing happening in it. She said, yes, there is. And I said, no, it's not. I said, why is it there then? I said, it's doing nothing.
Right.
Nuclear stuff going to the lake out in the ocean.
Radiation.
Radiation, and I thought, really? Well, my dad has swimmed in it. I mean, my big ball is this guy has swimmed in it.
That's okay. You can call me your dad.
He's swam in it at least 50.
And how many toes do I have? Let's count.
10.
So I don't have any extra toes. And do I have any radiation burns on these lovely legs?
No.
So I have swallowed some water accidentally, and I still am fairly healthy. So maybe it's not as dangerous as they tell us it is?
No. No.
One of my biggest pet peeves is the nuclear scam, because it extracts tens of billions of dollars out of our economy for what I think is not absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any energy. If anything, it steals energy.
Yeah.
But what's it like knowing you have sort of a crackpot dad compared to the other dads?
You're a crackpot?
Well, my ideas might be described as crackpot.
Well, knowing my friend's dad, I'd kick you any day.
Oh, that's so nice. Oh, that's nice. I love that. So you'll take my kooky ideas, even though they don't conform necessarily with...
I would rather have you sharing your weird ideas than being mentally abused by...
All right. We don't want to get into too many personal details. So I'm not... Do I push my fakeologist views on you? Do you feel intimidated by my views?
No, but sometimes you can be a bit persistent, and I just want to tell you to be quiet. I don't really care.
Right. You think you'll care more as you get older and mainstream views start to get deeper into your... push deeper onto you?
Well, I guess.
Do you think it's a relief knowing that this virus is really absolutely nothing other than what they say is the common cold, and we don't really have to worry?
Yeah.
We don't have to mask up.
No.
We don't have to stop hugging and kissing each other.
No.
Is that a relief to you psychologically?
I guess.
Because I think some of your friends are genuinely fearful that they're going to get sick, and even though there's no even phony statistics to bear it out, they don't have to really worry about dying. Or they might worry more about getting sick and dying, knowing that, or accepting the official story.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But do you have that fear that you're going to get sick and die from the COVID?
No.
Okay, well that's good news.
Yeah.
That's good news. All right, well this is our first little experiment using this technology. We like to use new technology. It's getting a little cooler now at the beach. The wind has picked up a bit. But this will be the first installment of maybe many. Many discussions, psychologist related, of course. And as a dad, and as someone, a father of some high school graduate that is losing her year, I just want to convey my deepest condolences for the loss of all the fun stuff that they're not going to allow you to do. All in the name of social distancing, social isolation, the coronavirus, I call it the COVIDs, because it's the AIDS of your generation. Back when I was your age, the same evil Dr. Fauci was the chief propagandist for another super virus called AIDS.
Yeah.
Are you aware of that? The same guy,
no, I wasn't.
30 years ago, was doing the same damn thing. Well, he's almost 80.
Oh.
He's an old man. But he's still the number one liar of this virus. That's amazing. So he actually really affected my generation propagating the lie. It's, you can't catch a virus. So it's the same problem. AIDS actually stands for Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome. Where is the word virus in there?
I didn't know it was called a virus. I just thought
they said there's a virus called the HIV virus, the human immunovirus.
So it does have virus in it.
Well, AIDS is the syndrome, the sickness, and HIV, which is a virus that they've never isolated, is what they say can lead to AIDS.
Okay.
So they propagated, but this one was limited mainly to intravenous drug users and mainly male homosexuals that engaged in risky sexual behavior with the use of drugs. So that was a pretty limited group of people in our population. So the majority of us were not scared to death, although we were told it's out there and you mainly catch it having sex with people you don't know, and you still could die if you got it. So it was a more limited scare. This COVID was
get rid of gay people.
Well, a lot of people think it was to scare the hell out of homosexuals into not practicing unsafe behavior. So there's a lot of theories about why, but they don't come right out and tell you because it's all one big psychological operation, which is, of course, a mind game.
Yeah.
So the only virus is in your mind. And that spreads like wildfire, doesn't it?
It does.
So they wreck your senior year, and my biggest fear is it's going to ruin a whole generation's way of interacting with each other. So that's really my greatest fear for you as a young person. I've lived more than half of my life. You have just begun your life. And on behalf of all the people in this world of our generation and the generation before me, I want to apologize to your generation for this stinky, crappy system. I don't want to curse in front of you because...
Well, you already do.
Not really, do I?
Yeah, you do.
Not much. But I just want to apologize to you for being part of the evildoers, even though I'm not one of them, that brought you this awful situation.
It's okay. You didn't bring it.
But I still want to apologize to you, and I'm going to do whatever I can to keep the psychological trauma out of your mind as much as I can by relaying what I discover in my fakeologist research.
Thanks.
So in a way, I like to think I'm doing it for me, but I'm also doing it for you. So I want to thank you for joining me on this mobile beachside interview.
Thank you.
And you've helped me practice my skills. I'm trying not to interview using ums and ahs and other filler words.
I haven't said any filler words.
Good. I could be getting better at this.
Well, after 10 years, I sure hope.
How long have you been interviewing people?
I have no idea. 2010, 11.
2012.
Oh, after 8 years then.
Yeah, I'm getting better. All right, thank you, Junior.
Thank you, Ab.
And we'll see you on the next installment of Ab Interviews His Junior Fakeologist. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.